Are we celebrate Jesus? Go ahead, celebrate Jesus. Go ahead, celebrate Jesus this afternoon. Father, we love you. We love you so much. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your words. Thank you for all your servants who have been a blessing to us. Thank you for our fathers, our mothers around. Thank you for our brethren. Thank you because we can come together from many, many, many backgrounds in our faith and gather as one to make something happen, not just in this city or in this nation. And Father, we believe that you are here and that mighty things take place when you are here. And so we align ourselves even further to receive instruction and to release potent things that will affect every member of the body of Christ in Ogun State and affect every member of our generation, particularly Lord Jesus, and the generation after us. Let there be a massive mark that will be made by reason of this gathering in Jesus' name. We thank you because it's not just an annual meeting, it's an ordained meeting. We thank you for all the things you have already begun to accomplish today and that you are going to complete even now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate the Lamb of God one more time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A little more. Can we be excited? Just show some excitement. Come on. Come on. Jesus is somebody to shout about. Just be excited. Be excited. Be excited. Be excited. Hallelujah. I honor every single father and mother in the house. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, my brother, for this invite. Thank you so much, Pastor, for this wonderful. Thank you, sir, for the word that was just delivered. I count it a privilege to be here again. I thank God because every time we gather like this, it's not just to mark an occasion or an annual meeting, but to establish the kingdom of God even further in this land. In the last 1 year, those of you who have been paying attention, there has been a lot of development in the faith in Abeokuta. Am I correct? Some of you understand what I'm saying. And for those of you who don't know what is happening, don't let it meet you by surprise. An army is rising. A mighty army is rising. And we can't be stopped. It's already too late. And by the grace of God, we are just adding more cloud, more water to the cloud. And when it's full, Kai, when it's full, when the cloud is full, it will pour down torrents of rain that this entire state is going to be scared of. On the streets everywhere, we are prophesying it again. There will be demonstrations of the power of God. It will leave the church and go to the street in the name of Jesus. That people will begin to dream and receive instructions from God. Do this, do this, do that. Plan this, start this, do that. Speak to that person, organize this. All those instructions are coming together for one massive invasion. Hallelujah. And we're believing that this meeting is very pivotal to all that God is doing, even in this state. Thank you, Father, once again. Thank you so much. We'll not take you for granted. Thank you for our hearts. Thank you for keeping us like this. Thank you because you keep us like this. Pure hunger and pursuit for Jesus. Zero strength for vain ambitions or trying to build something that we have our name attached to it. Lord, I ask for every heart here that our single pursuit for the rest of our lives will be Jesus. Can we shout the name Jesus? Can we shout the name Jesus? Can we shout the name Jesus? Hallelujah. Please help me. Let's just take this song. It's still on your seat. You don't have to stand up.
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord.
Louder, please. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Two more times.
I love you, Lord, forever.
One more time.
I love you, Lord, forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. And we give glory.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
A little louder, can we release it? We give glory to God.
We give glory to God. Oh.
One last time, we give
glory to God.
Glory to God. Forever. Hallelujah. Just sing in the spirit now, but 2-3 minutes, go ahead. Louder, sing in the Holy Ghost, come on.
We ascending to heights in the heavenlies, and we release the judgment over this state. Anana bidi bumuno divine ne da na na wa da kamana le da kamana le da. We receive instruction divine ne te haneke. We receive your will concerning us here no munare. Nevi di ki ki kumuno budomu dae de kololo haya kelele ho da kaira. Let there be ascensions and amete di mi. Let us fly into heights and toes de meneka. We receive downloads, 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 downloads. Ati meka de meni bele ka de me de bo yo mo kumunike. Ida na liena. Tibidi kubudu tibita de me mene kebo no mele. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to show something in about 5-10 minutes. About 10 minutes. And then we're just going to press into it till we're done. I want to show us what made Elijah different from us. I want to show us what made Elijah different from us. I want to show us what made Elijah different from us. The name Elijah means a lot to me now because of a prophetic dream I had this year. I was with a friend who God brought into my life. And we should all pray that prayer that God will bring stronger friends into our lives. Can we just say it together? In the name of Jesus, please say it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, I receive into my life stronger friends. In the name of Jesus, I receive, I welcome into my atmosphere, into my environment, into my environment, stronger friends, stronger coverings. Pray that in the spirit now for just 30 seconds to 1 minute. If you know what that means, you are going to pray very violently. If it can happen in the next 7 days, I'm telling you, for the rest of your year, it will be as if you just started 2018. The rate of progress you'll be making because of stronger friends. Stronger friends, Jesus. Kaname etekene odili akale. Elotani anti sote. Somebody needs to press harder. No. 20 more seconds. Press harder. Press harder. Come on, press harder. Press harder. The weight is rising. Yemeni kikumu tini kai. Any breaker, 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 breaker. You are the breaker, Lord Jesus. I command the atmosphere to respond to your name. You are the breaker. Let shifts begin to take place now, 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 now. Angels of the living God. Sweetly, sweetly, assemble. Assemble the army around this place. Let the angel of this territory be present now to receive instructions. Let executions go forth from this place right now. And let everyone marked for this move receive instructions from tonight.
on their beds, in their homes, everywhere. We beseech this state with a move of God. Come on, louder, 10 more seconds. Louder, faster. Uradia kamele kimete, uwaya daki, alaya kamete me komajisha. Bae fikisti kute ya matai. Usi asisi nakana, apuali afikiti lea. Erijine, erudepe ya mukomeye. Aide maha mikibi kibi no. Pia daati ya tai. Eide kale, te ya aki ya makandel. Emyo monte hede skisibi. Aitu kini gino trasunele, enorite kibiji gyol. Erute kemyo komishine do. E tu na handi seli, erute komu kupiviti legali, erute ketemi utu senda kamai. Aida kateme to sinde, delebo. In every secondary school, in every single secondary school, we strengthen the remnants. Let the fire jump from school to school. Lord, I put a timeline of 7 months. A timeline of 7 months. Angels of the living God, swiftly, all over the state, let it be a wildfire.
Eneme kiti meno moti la dalaka. Emene mene nemo. Aida na namate inimi kimine. Emo nemo nololeka, elemeleka. Kame vidiviki budi monono teleta. Kini mine gede mi, neme.
Kai. We are breaking through, Jesus. Let the walls come down. Let those who are struggling to breathe find air from today. You are strengthened for sacrifice.
Blessed be God that teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
Blessed be Jehovah God that teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
I do kini migane rekone. Ere teke te monte kana panda.
Something is happening. I'm telling you, something is happening in this house. There are calls of fire and impartations of prayer power. Somebody is making progress this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please just have your seat. You can keep praying in tongues. Just have your seat. Ushers, please forget about ushering. Just have your seat, alright? Forget about protocols, alright? Please, let's make progress this evening. Forget about what you're supposed to be doing, alright? Please.
I'm beginning to sense a very strong luring of the Spirit to go move in a direction. I'm hearing the Lord ask me to paint pictures of where we are going towards. You see, many young people are just doing church. They don't know we are going somewhere. As a body, they don't know that there is somewhere we are going. That's the problem with lack of vision. That's why we don't run. I mean, it makes sense now. That's why people don't run, because they don't know we are going somewhere. When they see other people running, they're wondering why they are running the way they are running. They don't know that we are going somewhere as a body. We're not just doing church. We're not trying to continue just church, church, church. And the more people understand that we are going somewhere, the better it is for us, so we don't waste time. And we don't shortchange our generation. And God does not have to wait for the next to do it right. Are there people here who believe that we are the ones that will do it right this time around? And that's why we can't repeat some mistakes. We can't repeat some mistakes again. We can't have some energy, some strength for some things. We don't have time for backbiting, we don't have that time for dishonoring people because they don't know what they are saying. We don't have that time. I don't know about you. We don't have that time. We don't have that time. That's not how we make progress. That's not how we make progress. I told God last year, it was this year, I said, Lord, teach me the best practices all the time. Don't let me waste time. Wherever people have wasted months, let me just do 2-3 days there. Don't let me waste time. And it's that hunger. I think it's that hunger that is making us. Because me too, I'm checking my work. I'm learning so that we can also help other generations when they are coming, so they can track their progress. You can know if you are okay. You can know if you are not. There are some things you don't have time for. It's just basic. There are some things you cannot have time for. There are some things you cannot be sharing on WhatsApp. You just don't have time. There's no time. Where do you get the time? You can't have time for some things because you know where we are going. It's just a matter of time. We will hand over something better to our children. Do you believe it? That's what we are fighting for. And it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. It takes time. Jude said we should contend for the faith. As it was what? Was delivered unto us. Something was given to them. Something was given to them. It looks like they lost it. Because you don't fight for what's in your hand. Yes or no? You are not contending for what. If something is in your hand, are you contending for it? So if he said, contend for the faith as it was once delivered, that means something was once delivered that they had lost. It's not now the church started losing ground. That's what I'm saying. It's not today the body of Christ started losing ground. It's not today our foundations began to be affected. It's not today. It's at least 1,500 years ago. It's not today. Things kept on falling and falling and falling until you ask the average believer, no prayer life, no word life, no fasting life, no ministration life. The average person here does not preach. It's not a word of knowledge. I know it. Even after praying, it does not inspire us to preach. And I'm asking questions so we don't waste time as well. You can sit down there and be wasting time, 5 years time, 10 years time, before you finally come to terms with the fact that you have been wasting time. Yes, you now speak in tongues, but what's the difference between you and the person that is not speaking in tongues? It's still the same thing. You're still wasting time. Tongues is not the final bus stop. For people, them not speak in tongues, that's the end. At least now I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost. I feel because I does not know till now that somebody was filled with the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost. Not one person. There are at least 5,000 filled people in this state. Yes or no? It's more than that. Abi now. 12 of them filled. He said they turned the whole world upside down. 5,000 filled. A whole state is still right side up. That's what I'm trying to say. That if you don't think it's a problem, it's because you don't realize that something was handed over that we don't even know was handed over in the first place. Because you don't know the person that handed over to the person that fell, that dropped the baton,
and also handed over nothing to the person, handed over 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 to you. So what we celebrate today is a reason for tears in heaven till date. That the average Christian cannot move in any gifts of the Spirit is strange. It's for men of God. And so many things that we cannot begin to win. We don't have that time. You know what's wrong. And today we are saying, Lord, please just strengthen us to play our part. I can't tell you how many times from final year, how many times Satan has confronted me with the fact that this thing that you are dreaming of will not come to pass. Stop stressing yourself. He knows. We're not trying to start church. I'm not saying it might not happen, no. But that's the last thing on my mind. We're not trying to start something that everybody will know about. It's the last thing on my mind. What I'm after is truly his threat. That's the only thing that will threaten him. That every single person in my generation is on fire. And that what we saw, one person in the state, two great people in the state, in our generation, we are at least in one state, at least 100,000. 100,000 radical wildfires. I want to see where the demon will stay, where we breathe. The Nigeria will be a place covered with the glory of God. We don't have strength to be sending, they did it to Christians, these are to Christians. If you are really a Christian, unless your job is martyrdom, if you are really a Christian and you believe in protection, divine protection, say you know you should not be afraid of some things. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? That people should actually be afraid of you because it's dangerous. It's actually dangerous. But those days are coming when the fear of God will rest on the church so much like it did in the Acts of Apostles. The Bible says no man dared join themselves to them. No man dared join themselves. They did not want to come to church. They were coming to the temple. They didn't join them as they were praying because they were afraid. The last thing we had is that somebody died for giving. Somebody gave. The person died because he didn't give complete. And he now said he gave complete. Whatever killed him. Some people say it's Peter. Some people say it's God. Some people say it's Holy Ghost. Some people say somebody died in church after giving. And he lied small. The person died. So much fear came upon them. People honored and respected the church. You think well. You pray. Not like go for the meeting today. I hope we're in good times. I hope all is well. Because last week, we had this and this happened. Can you imagine the presence that sat with those guys? If I've not experienced it before, I won't be speaking this confidently. I mean, such an atmosphere that you are afraid of staying alone in places because you know it's there. You know it's there. He is that real. He's there. He's there. Right there. No vile word can come out of your mouth. You cannot but talk about him because he is that real. He's that real. He's that real. It's difficult to sin when you know it's there. You don't really know it's there. So back to the very, very basics that Jesus is with us. We still don't believe it in now. We're still meeting. Next program. But the truth is, his consciousness that doesn't sit on us in every meeting. If we truly did, our lives outside church will be reflecting what happened to us. I'm jumping a lot of things, but I'm going to try and slow down. Everybody's reality is traced back to their consciousness. Whatever is really real to you is what you're going to experience. Whatever you truly believe is going to be your experience. I don't mean what you say. I don't mean what you preach with conviction, with shouting, screaming, sweating. I don't mean what you are always talking about anytime people meet you. I don't mean the message that's playing in your room when people visit you. I mean what you truly believe, what has become revelation. What has entered into your spirit and become light is what you truly believe that will come out of you when it's time to be tested. A man came into a church. A pastor arranged with some guys to come and do a short play in church to just see what's up. And the man said, your church people don't believe in Jesus. And the pastor said, lie, that's not true. He said, I'm telling you, all you Christians, you're just wasting your time. Just play stage a play. We'll come and do as if we're terrorists. And they came, they rounded up the church with guns. And they said, everybody, I'm giving you just one opportunity. Make up your mind, finally. If you want Jesus, to this side. If you're saying no to Jesus, to this side. The entire church. The man was still standing. His wife looked at him. Honey, it's like, are you okay? Why are you still standing there? Honey, and left and joined the rest. At the end of everything, they uncovered what was going on. And the pastor didn't know. You can't start shouting. Look at what people did. All of you did not choose Jesus. Is that the thing to be saying at that time? Even you as pastor, we should doubt that you are saved. Because whatever you did for so many years that everybody couldn't stand with Jesus, you are a liar. You are a liar from the pit of hell. You are a liar. So many things we are doing today is not really standing on anything. I'm telling you. People don't mind. You can do it now. What's there? Don't sit down on that fan or AC. I'm talking about so much fun right now. If we're on the mountain, then you say it was really a sacrifice. It's so much fun. We get to meet other people. You get to connect. If you're looking for wife, you can get wife there. If you're looking for husband, you can get husband there. What else? You can even eat some services after the service. Everything is so nice. It's more interesting than some other places. They can teach me about how to do my business self. So many things I can learn in church. I've been now. But when you go back to the roots, people's loyalty to the Lamb of God, I mean to the point of death, you can find only like 1%. People are not ready to stake their lives for it. Don't say you are ready, because look at the sacrifice. Ordinary, let's trek from. There was this guy that told me a story. I began to evaluate my life. Where this guy treks to for the meeting? It's like checking from here to Camp Junction. I'm not kidding you. It's like checking from here to, you know where Camp Junction is? I'm correct, that's the name, right? It's like checking from here to Camp Junction. And he was talking, I mean, we spent about almost 2 hours trekking. I was looking at him as he was talking. I began to evaluate my life. How many, can I even do that, even if I want to tongue through? Can I even do that on the road? Say I'm going for a meeting. Who is the minister that's making me to check 2 hours? Ha! What is he ministering? 2 hours. I'll check 2 hours back again. I began to process how little is actually coming out from us because of so much convenience that is happening in our time. Because it's easier now. Some things are not heard of. The first time I heard about 12 hours prayer, I thought they were crazy. I actually thought they were crazy. I wanted to go and see this for real. If people actually speak in tongues for 12 straight hours. And I went there and I saw that real human beings are the ones that attend the meeting. And I checked and I saw 14-year-olds. They are human beings. I almost beat the small boy. Like, what are you doing here? He said, I came for the meeting. I said, what are you doing here? How old are you? 14. 14. Why are you in this meeting? Should be in secondary school song we are playing with video game. So why are you here? It began to dawn on me that God always has a remnant, people who know that there is a path. There is a path. The problem is there are still few. It's not that there are not people. I've met people. It's not that there are not people who have locked up for years, who have strengthened themselves for the future. They will soon come. You'll be thinking that you are there. You are the one they know. Look at the scripture. The Bible says God gave them Saul for the space of 40 years and raised up unto himself David. He gave them Saul. He dashed them Saul. Take. Let's occupy space for 40 years till I'm done with this guy. He gave them Saul. He wrote it for the space of 40 years. 40 years is a long time to last. Yes or no? He gave them Saul for 4 decades. They'll just be managing Saul and raised up for himself what? David. a man who will do all his will. So all those times he's telling you do this, do this, do that, and you're postponing, you are putting, you are complaining, you are giving him reasons. You know, I have my relationship with God. I know how I talk to my God. I tell him, he has something he cannot tell me. Holy Spirit, you are saying those kind of things. You're saying those kind of things. Somebody is somewhere in the secret, getting ready, preparing for the future, preparing for a time of showing. My prayer is that we will be many that will join that wagon in Jesus' name. I pray that you will be stirred up to join that wagon in Jesus' name. Let's turn our Bibles very quickly. First Kings 18 for 3 to 4, for 3 to 44. But firstly, we are going to read James 5:17. James 5:17, we all know that one. Is somebody there? James 5:17, 1, 2, go. Elijah was a man. Come on, help me. Together, 1, 2, ready, go. Hallelujah. Some version says Elijah was a human being like us. He was subject to like passions like us. That means when we say pray in the spirit and you feel like you should sit down, Elijah was like that too. When your parents were training you to fast, I remember we would look at the time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we just sleep in the parlor and just be watching the time until it's 4 p.m. Once it's 4 p.m. we go to church. Sorry, 5 p.m. we go to church, and we know it's 6 to 6, but church is 5 to 7, so they are on their own because the agreement is 6 to 6. So we are waiting. The bread is set by 5:55. We are back in the bus with bread and butter, watching the time. Everything set, waiting till it's 6. Once he hits 6, he start eating. And so every form of weakness as we have as human beings, Elijah did what? He had it. It's comforting to me, because it shows there's hope for me too. That's why the Bible said that. If it was very special, then let's just leave it for them. That's my issue. When this thing is special for special people, I won't chase it. What's the point? That it's for special people. Some people are meant to be like that. God loves them. There are some people God's hand is just upon. It's just God, just them. If that's how it is, then there's no need stressing ourselves. If we do what we do now, Abi now, by saying yes, many people believe that God will do what we do. Many people seated here still think that God will do what we do. After so many years or so many failures, you still think it's God. Till now, you can't see that you are the one through prayerlessness that has stopped the move of God in your life and family. You are the reason daddy is still sick, mommy is still sick. A God has paid, he has literally died, shed his blood. He still said he will do what he will do. So many things like that. First vigil we ever had. First time of praying the Holy Ghost. It was frustrating. That was my first 2.5 hours praying in tongues. It was frustrating. I can't forget it. I became angry with those that took me out to come and pray. But I didn't know they would pray in tongues for a long time. I thought we'd be speaking in English. And I was waiting for us to lead prayer points. And we didn't lead prayer points, just speaking in tongues like that. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. 30 minutes, 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours. Where's the prayer point? I got set with my prayer points, coming heavily armed to get us ready to pray. That was not the kind of prayer I was used to. Elijah was like, it was like that too. Maybe it's the kind of person I'll be looking for, where to lie down and worship while we are praying. Because that's where how many of us are today. Lift up your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost.
Ibare Jesu.
Because it's just easier to sing.
It's easier. You are not a chorister. You know you are not a chorister.
But once it's time for prayer like this, you become a choir master immediately. You start looking for the ground. You didn't worship him all these years. Because it's easier. Yes or no? They start greeting the floor, looking for where to kneel down. Brethren, let's kneel down. Ah, you have finished the church. Don't kneel down. So Elijah was like that. He will stand up for vigil. And as he stands up for vigil, 3 o'clock, he just finds himself waking up from sleep. But I stood up. I know I stood up. Why am I on the bed? How did it happen? From what point to what? Elijah was like, is somebody hear what I'm saying? No. Elijah was like that. He will sincerely plan for 4 hours. I remember I was going on a fast. Hallelujah. I was going on a fast. I had told them already at home, 3 days, I'm not eating. 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It has not passed 1 day yet. I don't know how they forgot. And they came, knocked on the door. And this little girl said, Uncle? I said, yeah. Food is ready. I said, which food? I said, pounded yam and vegetable. I said, bring it, let me see what you're talking about. And I broke my fast that day. And the next day, I warned them again. God told me it's 3 days. Maybe I should have just left the house jejeli. But it happened again the next, Uncle, I said, are you okay? Where's the food? He said, it's downstairs. Why? Why? And I was following her out. Why? Why did you do this to me? I'm not kidding you. I began to realize that it was easier for me to fast when I'm fasting with other people. So I'll gather people together. Let's fast together. Because on my own, only God can do this to me. I can't do this to myself. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Elijah was like, hallelujah. But there was something Elijah knew that many of us don't know. You think you know it? There was something Elijah knew that made the difference. He was weak like us. He had emotions like us. You have never gone for a prayer meeting and you are lost after somebody inside prayer meeting. God will help the sister. Sometimes they will not help Martha sometimes. If you truly came for prayer, why are you dressing like that? Unless you are trying to get the answer to the prayer in the prayer. God knows what you came to pray for. Hallelujah. But Elijah was like that. Can you imagine yourself in your weakest point? In your most... you look at yourself and just say, God, please, don't stress yourself with me. How many of you have been there before? God, there are better people. I'm telling you now, don't stress yourself with me. Because I can't assure you that I will not fall your hand big time. See the way I'm already doing now. For God loves us. Hallelujah. Can you celebrate Jesus? He loves us. He loves us. Jesus, you love me too much. Too much. Excess love. Jesus, you love me too much. Too much, excess love, kind. One more time, can you shout to Jesus? Kind. Too much, excess love. Hallelujah. I will never forget a time two friends came to me and said, God told us you are one of his men, his generals, those he want to use And I was very excited. Even though I knew I didn't have prayer life, I didn't have word life, I didn't have any life. But I was happy because it's good to be a general, yes or no? When they come prophesy to you, sister, stand up where you are now. I'm seeing angels. They're just flocking around you. Only God knows what they're doing there. They're just flocking around you, about 10 of them. 10 of them. They're holding your hands with a crown and they're saying, this is Esther, this is Esther. Wow. When you see what God is saying about you and you look at your life now, it will not look alike. They're not twins. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? But if you keep looking at it, it's only a matter of time. Ah, there's nobody that touched it that did not see it from afar. Bible said they saw this thing from afar. They were looking for what? A city whose builder and maker is God. Every one of them, ask every one of them, Bishop Edipo saw what he's doing now since. All of them have seen his sins, yes or no? Even when people didn't believe them, because those are true visions. I don't mean just some flash of things you see in a meeting and you write down. I mean the one that continues with you every day. If it's not making you pray, it's not a vision. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. That those who read it might do what? If you're not running, you didn't see anything. You've seen Jesus 10 times already, only you. Your life is still like this. He sent Jesus, somebody has not yet seen. His life has changed. It's not Jesus that changed his life then. Abi? But it's Jesus. It's not those visions. If you truly saw something, it will disturb you. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He saw something. Huh? What did the disciples say? Peter. And was it John or James? He said, how can we do outside of what we have seen? We must talk about what we have seen and heard. He said we should not preach about Christ, the one that died and rose again. He put his hand inside his hole, the hole in his hands. We hugged him. He cooked bread and fish for us. We ate it live. He came back to life, did miracles for 40 days, taught us on the kingdom, and he levitated before us into heaven. He said we should not talk about him. What should we talk about? No, give us advice. Sports. Who won the World Cup? You don't know what an encounter is. Every conversation will go back to Jesus. I'm telling you. Every life you meet is a potential Christian. Everybody you see. So fight for an encounter. It will drive you crazy for God. It's not a matter of you're young or you're old. There's nothing like that in the spirit. There's no old person in heaven. No. Are you aware? Oh God. Are you aware what I'm saying? There's no old person in heaven. Are you aware? Everybody is young. Age is not known by wrinkles or gray. That's not what happens in heaven. That's on earth because of death. Everybody is renewed as the eagles. Everybody is young, vibrant, alive, strong. That's the first thing you will notice. That you are stronger than you were on earth. You are alive. You are joyful. You are peaceful. Everything 100%. That's what we are asking for. That it will be on earth as it is in heaven. The same way I'll be when I'm changed. Kai, let me be like that now. Now, right now. With the same utterance I will speak when I'm changed. Let me speak with that now. Let me talk and 10,000 dead bodies will come back to life. I don't mean on the mortuary. Those ones can relax. They've tried. I mean the people that are sitting there in church and they are still dead. As dead, deader than the dead. All it takes to be dead is to not see, to not talk, is to not hear, is to not move. What's remaining again to be dead? You can't move, you can't hear, you can't talk, you can't. Are you not dead already? You're good for nothing now. You don't mean anything again to this world. You can't move, you can't think, you can't talk, you can't, nothing. But there are many believers like that. Hear God, they don't hear. Talk for God, they don't talk. See God, they don't see. Heal. Go for God, nothing. But they're in church consistently, back to back, every day, from beginning to the end of the service. The Bible says you have a name that you are alive. But you actually what? I'm talking about heaven's definition right now. That's why we're asking for strength. Back to what we're talking about. Elijah knew something that we don't know. That's what made him in his weakness to do things that is rare, even to the new creation, the one that has the Holy Ghost inside him. Someone did not have the Holy Ghost inside of him, and he drove a whole nation back to God. I have the Holy Ghost. The least I can do is turn Nigeria back to God. Do you believe it? How many of you are ready to do it before your neighbor? Before your neighbor. You are ready to reach that line for your neighbor. Lord, give me this one. Let me tell you something that happens in the spirit realm. Because there are things that you can do that were not actually originally apportioned to you, but because of your faithfulness, God takes from another and gives to you. Yes or no? What happened to the man with 5 talents? He did his own faithfully. God took from the one with 1 talent, added to his own. I'm telling you, you will finish your own work, finish another person's work, finish the third person's work. If you are faithful, because with praying in the Holy Ghost, you can catch up with lost time. Paul said, I finished my course. That means he had time to do other people's own and collect their reward. Yes or no? It's logic now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what did he know that many of us don't know that is keeping us where we are? We'll find it in 1 Kings 18, 43 to 44. The first thing Elijah knew is that every prophetic word that is given must be given back to. The fact that God said it is not enough. It is a seed that you must nurture in your womb and give back to. Elijah knew it. Many Christians today still don't know it. And I tell you with a personal example, because you think you know something, but I keep telling people, proof that you don't know a thing is that you don't follow after it. See, if I know that if I don't brush my teeth, my mouth will smell. And I don't brush my teeth for 5 days, my mouth smells. I say, my mouth is smelling. No, doesn't it mean that there's something I don't know? I don't know it like I should know it. Yes or no? Now, how many of you didn't brush your teeth today? It's probably one or two people. It's just not a sin, alright? It's not in the Bible, it's not a sin. You are free, hallelujah. So if you want to go 1 week, God will know, don't worry. You still go to heaven. I'll be now. It's alright. Mad people, they brush their teeth. Mad people, they brush their teeth. They don't bath. They don't check the water they are drinking. They don't buy pure water. They drink from stream. And they are healthy for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. They are living longer than the person that is normal, that is watching everything he's doing. They don't take drugs. Have you thought about that? An evil spirit empowers somebody to the point that he lives 15 to 30 years with things that will kill somebody in 1 month. And because of empowerment from evil spirit, his body stayed for 20 years. There are some of them, when you see them and you know how long they have been here, you will not bother trying to pray for them. Unless you are truly full. You will just leave. Let's just leave him. If we heal him now, what will he do? Where will he go to? 26 years. Nobody knows this man again. Let him just go to heaven like that. That's just an aside thought. What do you think sustains those guys on the road with the dirtiest of environments, sleeping inside? Are you getting what I'm saying? And they don't die. 10 years, 20 years, you will never see a madman doing like this. Say he's sick. Have you ever seen that before? Queue up in the hospital or something. I just need injections so I can go back to what I'm doing. Please, I don't have money. I'm mad actually. I just want to. Have you seen that before? The spirit empowered the body so much that body, all they want, all the instruction was, is this person must be mad. They didn't say you should fall sick. So the spirit is following instruction. Madness, finish. Every other thing will supply. Everything he needs for this madness to will supply. Have you thought about that before? That they don't think about all the things we think about. They don't plan for tomorrow. Are you aware of that? Have you seen a man storing food and planning out his month eating schedule. Have you seen that before? Yet they are outliving the average Nigerian. There's something this guy knew. And the first thing he knew, that the prophetic word must be what? Must be given birth to. If God said it, then you must give birth to it in the place of prayer. We all know that. Hallelujah. To confirm that, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen, to the glory of God the Father, by... Let's open it. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Every prophetic word must be birthed. The promises of God are in him, yea, and amen, to the glory of God the Father, by... Can we shout it by... So it's in God, yes, it's in God, amen, to the glory of God, by who? So we are the reasons why it's yea and amen. We are the reasons why it comes to pass. That's why we say amen. We bring it to pass in the place of prayer. Elijah knew that lesson permanently. Don't learn lessons twice. Tell your neighbor, don't learn one thing two times. Only one thing. Learn it one time. Don't learn it two times. This is after God had taught us that we press and we give back to his promises. A prophetic word came from a man of God. I like to share because it's the story of my life. And impartation lies in the story. And I believe ministers here are activated in the name of Jesus. Just say amen for them. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who is a minstrel here, you are activated to hear the sounds and see the sights in the name of Jesus. Bishop Aloke came to church and he gave a prophetic word and said, God will give you songs in the night. It was a very dramatic word, a word that everyone would like to receive. Called me out. I was on the piano, walked up to me, put his handkerchief on my head, and I was happy. What's happening? I was just playing the piano and he began to prophesy. His mountain of David is coming upon you now. Songs will come to you in the night. Songs that will set the captives free. Songs that will change the world. And I was very excited. As soon as he finished and he left me, I knew that my service was over. I took the thing. I got up on the piano. I said, "Well, Abama, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. You love me too much. Oh, too much. Oh. You will jump everybody and just meet only me in the whole service like this guy." I waited that night. No song. The next day, no song. The next week, no song. The next month, no song. This man is a man. He's not a man of God. He's a man of God now. He's a major prophet in this nation. How can he tell me that? And it all started happening after 1 month. 2 months. 3 months. Even the song I was getting before, now close. But many times when God wants to push you to a new thing, he will close the other one so you can concentrate. Many of you want to shift it to a new level of power, but you are still looking for people to be falling on the ground. When they're not falling, it's confusing you, it's getting you annoyed. Jesus, only 3 people cleaned the ground today. Only 3 people fell down today. Jesus, how have I offended you? I was like that too. How have I offended you, Jesus? Only 2 people. I can't forget. Once God told me, he said, "What do you want? Just tell me. Do you want people to be saved? Do you want lives transformed? Or do you want people to clean the ground?" I said, no, I want less transformed though. But when God asks you a question, he's judging something in your heart. And that's the day I knew. Everybody knows how to answer God well now, yes or no? God says, "What do you want, me or money?" What will you say? If God asks you, "What do you want, president of the nation, or you want to serve me in a village?" What do you want? God asks you, "What do you want? Stay with me and don't marry. Stay with me and don't marry." God said, "This is what I want. Stay with me. Just stay with me. I want you by my side. Don't marry." And you can choose to marry. What do you want? Stay with you. But when you check your actions, you can tell the one your heart is truly gravitating towards. Yes or no? So it's not by what you are saying. So we know how to answer him well. So I told him, "Lord, I want life transformed. I want people to be transformed." And then I was very real. I said, "Jesus, well, actually, you know when people fall down, you know, it helps people to know that You are anointed now. There's no dramatic stuff. You think that we're just talking now? Once in a while, I used to like people fly out of the windows. Go and catch them. I'm not kidding you. God has helped my life now. That's all I'm waiting for. And your desire is going to come to pass. That's the truth. Ministers, I hope you're paying attention. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, set it as a desire. I want the dramatic in this meeting. I'm praying the Holy Ghost. And I'm painting the pictures. And of one girl on the side crying out for God. Of one demon on one side shouting, leave me alone. And I'm saying, bring him out. Bring him out. Bring all of them out. Let's have a conversation. And I'm praying in tongues, getting ready for the meeting. That's not happening. I'm seeing it. Let's leave that one there. Hallelujah. Elijah knew something that we don't know. Number one, the prophetic word must be what? But I went to law school, came back 10 to 12 months, no single song. I knew there was a problem. And so I said, God, when will this promise come to pass? Is it far, far future? And he told me, he said, even now, Lawrence, I'll be teaching you that you give birth to prophetic words. Okay, I understand. I know what to do. And I shut down for a whole month. My only prayer point was what? Give me songs. And God answered that prayer. Hallelujah. The next thing Elijah knew, you can find it in 1 John 5:14. God is faithful. It takes a thorough knowledge of this to pray and to pray and to keep praying until it comes to pass. You are not doubting it. You know, God is faithful. It's not on God's part. The reason we stop is that we think he has changed his mind. If you are sure God is going to fulfill his own part, all I need to do is press until it happens. And let's go now. How many years should we press for? I'm telling you sincerely, this is not a boast. No amount of prayer is too much for us to pray right now. It's already too late. All I need is the instruction. Pray for 2 weeks. That's all. I already have people that are not okay like me. Once I put it out, it's 2 weeks, so this time around. Oh yeah, where's the venue, sir? That's it, they've been waiting for it. And I'm pitying them that, Lord, these are people's children. These are people's children. Lord Jesus, don't let me... Please, I hope it's you, sir, that is telling me to do this thing. They are still saying, sir, when are we starting the 2 weeks prayer? I said, are you hearing what I said? I said 2 weeks, so. And we're tonguing from Sunday to 2 weeks time. And they're still saying, yes, sir. And we understand. Where are we starting? Because something has happened in our generation that many people don't know yet, but it's a matter of time. They don't know. Some of them are sitting here. You don't know. Next person by your side is a suspect. Fire is on that head. Quickly own up to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I'm one of them actually. He's talking about me. Ask your neighbor, can you see it? What's the answer? They can't see, Abby. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting blessed? Let me round up. So Elijah knew that God was faithful. You can read the scriptures later because of time. The second thing Elijah knew was the fact that you wait until it happens. And that can be deduced, that the third one can be drawn from the second one. You will wait if you are not sure it will happen. You say, is there something? Think about the thing that you don't mind doing anything for. Okay, let's assume that you get to the president's office, they're going to give you 50 million to do a business. I mean, dash. No interest. Take. Do business. We heard about you. We love what you are doing. We believe what you are doing is going to bless the nation. We want to give you 100 million. Come on Monday. And you come on Monday. And they tell you that at any point, the president can come out of the office and attend to you. But in any case, he must not come out and you are not there. So please make sure that you are there. And 12 hours has passed. You are still waiting for the president. Will you still wait? Are you sure? And they said you cannot do WhatsApp waiting for him. No, with WhatsApp you can wait for him. With your, some of you go to retreat with laptop. I'm praying the Holy Ghost and then watch a couple of movies and then continue praying the Holy Ghost. Ah, God will heal you in Jesus' name. And no single encouragement to keep you there. But you know that, ah, by the time this morning arrives, my entire life would have changed. And so every form of waiting is worth the price. Yes or no? See, the price is not the problem. The problem is that we are not sure. I'm telling you, every one of us can see God. We're not very sure. We're not sure that this thing I'm doing is going to pay. That's why I'm out to encourage you. What you are doing is going to pay. If you need to go back and start reading the books you read before, you can go back and read. Read. When you notice that your fuel has gone down, you're not running as you should run, go back and start reading again. Read A.A. Allen. He was a man of like passion too. He too tried fasting. He's the one that encouraged me. I said, so we're together. His wife would tell him, you know, the last time you did this thing, you gave up. He said, no, this time around, I'm not coming out. Lock me up. He locked him up. By evening, back, 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 back. Only one day, the great A. Allen. He said, should I come and open it? He said, please come and open it. They open the door. He will eat. The next day again, don't open this door if I say you should open it. He said, no problem, I'll be waiting. By afternoon, back, 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 back. Please come and open the door. The great A. Allen was like that as well. Until the day she knew, my husband has knocked something. He didn't knock. Oh. Next day, he didn't knock. Ah. Thought he didn't knock. Oh. Ah. And that was when his entire life changed. He encountered the Lord Jesus. Have you read the book before? When you read things like that, when you two get to the evening and you're feeling like giving up, you will remember, yes or no? That's why we're seeing what we're seeing. We didn't hear all the stories about Elijah. We just had one day that a man from Tishbite, Abi, just came up one day and just said, so we don't understand when the Bible is saying he's a man of what? Like passion. He was like us. And you can see it, I mean, the way he ended his life. Do you remember? He too was feeling discouraged like us, Abi. I'm not better than my fathers. I beg, free me, I'm not doing it again. I felt that way as well. I said those words to Jesus before. Thank God he does not take us seriously. See, thank you, Jesus, because you don't take me seriously. You know my heart. I love you beyond the nonsense that my body can be misbehaving sometimes. I cried one day and I said, just leave me alone. No. Leave me alone. No. Just leave me alone. Don't talk to me again. Ah, he should not talk to you again. The words he speaks are spirit and life. He should not talk to you again. Means you want to die and you are saying it and he didn't take you seriously because he understands that you are, that humanity was showing up that day. Is somebody following? And so Elijah knew something that if you keep on praying, it's a matter of time, the heavens will break and the answer will come. Are you sure? Is somebody sure here this evening? You can find that in Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 6. The Bible says Jesus gave a parable to this end. A man ought always to pray and not to faint. The fourth thing Elijah knew, I'll just end there. We're going to start praying. Elijah knew that there are prophetic acts that you can do to fast track the process. This is how to fast track manifestations in your life. And you can find that in 1 Kings 18, 43 to 44. You see what he told the servant. He said, go and check. The servant came back and said, there is what? Who is there? Let's look at it. He says what? There is what? There is nothing. Now, when somebody tells you there is nothing, if you do not know number one, number two, and number three very well, you will not continue. Did somebody get that? If Elijah was not well grounded in the first point, that God is faithful. In the second point, that what? That you give birth to the promises of God. To the third point, that what? You wait until it happens. If he was not well grounded in those truths, when that fourth one was tried, he would have given up. When they tell you there is nothing, most Christians will give up. But Elijah said, go again. How many times? 7 times. Because he was sure, yes or no? I'm telling you, check that place. There's water there. You go and say, sir, there's no water there. I said, check there. There's water there. You go back and come back. I'm serious. There's no water there. Ha-ha. Hello, please go and check that place. There's water there. You come back, sir, there's no water there. Ha-ha. If I come there and I find water there, what should I do? Yes, sir. Don't do anything, but we have checked. There's no... Hello, please. You have sense. Go and check. Is there water in that? He said, there's no water. Ah. Why will you keep doing that for 7 times? It's not because you are sure. So Elijah knew something that many of us don't know. Don't give up. God is not a liar. Did he say he will heal you? Don't stop praying. John Tillich will send his pastors to go and pray for the sick. And he will tell them, that's your house, so until the person is healed. Do you understand English? Say, yes, sir. You will pray till the person is healed or you die together. Just call the person home. And then call yourself home. Because you're not coming back. Oh, that's the end. That's why they had this kind of results. They don't have an option. Maybe God wants to today. Maybe there's no... It has to be today. Oh. I'm not going back. Oh. Person is saying, I believe you, sir. I believe it's a process. Say, madam, it's not about you. It's about me too. Oh, God say I cannot come back. Madam, please just try and walk. Let me snap you and tell him that something happened. Please. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is that rocket faith that delivered results to them? Because they were sure that by his stripes, we are healed. I don't want to hear story. By his stripes, we are healed. Is that foulness that gets results delivered to us? Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. Loud and clear, I just want you to cry, I receive prayer power. Can we declare it together? One, two, go. Three more times. Can it be louder than that? One last time. Can you shout it all over this place? I receive. Pray in the Holy Ghost now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Press into it. Lord, I know from today what I'm capable of as a new created spirit. And my results are heightened from today. I enter into a new dimension of grace and supplication. I press into a new dimension. From today, I deliver greater levels of results. I know what I'm doing. I'm sure from today. Pray the Holy Ghost loud and faster. Come on, come on, come on. You can't any more kind of I forgive the truth. The Ketem on Ratakiti Shamai. Enemete, anemene, hiki, kunimutana, midiki, no modele, enemene mole, aida ganana lene, anamani, miki, timunumunumu, numuninode, animinimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim
Ay, da 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 da
Jesus, you will not wait in vain. Jesus, you will not wait in vain. Jesus, you will not wait in vain. You will not wait in vain, Lord, over our lives, over our families. You will not wait in vain, Lord. Helena Kididi Kikumunaine Kale Aine Kaleka Aina Manamanati. 1 more minute, praying the Holy Ghost louder or faster. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You pay the very detemon Roboko Shapano Dobokome.
I am the moon,
We're breaking through. Come on, pray the Holy Ghost. Ah,
Hallelujah. Please decree this after me very loud, very clear. In the name of Jesus. Very loud, please. In the name of Jesus. My family and I. In the name of Jesus. My family and I. We receive breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. We break through the destructions of this world. We break through. We ascend above the destructions in this realm. We break through. We ascend into heavenly heights. In the name of Jesus, we fly into higher heights. In the name of Jesus, we see better. We hear better. We know better. We do better. Come on, shout it. I see better. I hear better. I know better. I do better. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. Come on, someone is breaking through right now. Right now. Right now. I see better. I know better. I hear better. I do better. Yes. Better than last year. Better than June. Better than May. Better than April. Better than March. Better than February. Better than January. Better than December. I do better. This month. Next month. I fly higher. I know better. I don't waste time again. My eyes are open to see. My ears are open to hear. My understanding is enlightened to understand. My hands are straightened for war. And my fingers for fight. I know better. I do better. I know better. I do better. I know better. I do better.
Lepe tebele me kamane fi. Enai dikiki ka menedo. Ole nele ga nai namene. Kubudu kiki tu di ka devi di tono melino ye na go arade. Edo, edo, edo.
You will not wait. You will not wait for me. Jesus, you will not wait. You will not wait for me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You will not wait in vain. Jesus, you will not wait in vain.
Together, begin to declare it to him now.
Jesus. You will not wait in vain.
One last time, declare it to him.
Jesus, you will not wait in vain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I don't say this, this will not be complete. After praying to fast track the process, I told you what Elijah did. An example of what you can do. For example, you're believing God for money to arrive. Every time, be checking your phone to see if it has arrived. Oh God, did you hear what I said? It still happened last night. It still happened last night in Futa. I got the testimony that same night. While I said that, and I said, for example, if you believe what I said now, you should be checking your phones. They wanted to start checking. I said, no, don't check, don't check, don't check, so we don't get distracted. And I kept on speaking. About 3-5 minutes after that, somebody is an alert. Wow. Because that act of faith fast tracks the process of the physical manifestation. Do you hear what I said, though?
I won't say more than that. Do something in the natural that confirms something somebody will not do unless the person is sure that what the person has prayed for has been answered. I declare that everyone in your family is healed in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, you should call them and say, "Daddy, congrats. Your diabetes has been healed." That's all. Is there someone hearing what I'm saying? Now, that alone fast tracks the... I can't tell you how many times this has happened. We don't have time. Just act in faith. You know what I'm saying? That I don't want us to waste this moment. Power is already available. In 2-3 minutes, set your desire on one thing. I was telling Lord as we're praying now, "Lord, please encourage us." He said, "I want to encourage people." It's an encouragement. I love incentives. When God, see, don't pray in tongues now. This is not the time for tongues. We are praying in tongues. Don't pray in tongues now. Somebody is praying in tongues. Set your heart on one thing. Something in the natural. Something you have been waiting for. Leave spiritual power, gift of the Spirit. Leave all that one now. Don't worry. Something that will encourage you in the natural. Something you can confirm now. Something you need to happen. You would like if it happens in 24 hours. Kai, I feel the power of God here. Are you ready? No desires around? Is there something you want? Who wants something? Money is a good thing, no? Okay. Right where you are, just declare, "I receive." Testimony. Whatever testimony means to you. See yourself standing in church saying, "I prayed for this week and it has happened." The next time you're saying, now see yourself testifying and declare, "I receive testimony." This time around, see yourself shouting when the news comes. Alright? See yourself shouting when the news comes. And you shout, "I receive testimony." Now, if you are sure now, shout. Make that shout now. Shout that shout now. Come on. Shout that shout now. We released judgment on a man this year in January in a meeting. And after the meeting, I mean, we're crying with tears. We're saying, "Lord, let the wicked be judged out of Nigeria." You know that time when it's just paining you what people are doing to people. So we began to cry in the meeting. We're just releasing judgment. And I've learned to check, to fast track the process. So that night before I went to sleep, I went on Facebook to check if there's any news. Nothing. What did the servant of Elijah say? There is what? Does it mean nothing has happened? So the fact that there is nothing does not mean nothing has happened. The next morning, I'm not kidding you, the first thing I went to was Facebook. Not to see who sent me friend requests. To check who died. By the time I went online, somebody had died. Many of you know him. It's not secret knowledge. Don Wani, the man who killed 70 people on New Year's Day in Port Harcourt. By the next morning, he was dead. They caught him and his assistant, killed two of them. I saw the body. I said, "Yeah!" I ran to the meeting. I said, "Oti Sheleo, come and join me, sing hallelujah." You can call people to glory. You can call them whatever glory means to them. Fire is the glory of God. You want to burn, feel free. All right? Hallelujah. Declare after me, "I receive testimony." You are sure it's happening this week? This week? This Saturday? You are sure? Can you shout one more time? "I receive testimony." Come on now, rejoice.